I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The United States recently praised Sudan's transitional government for its financial transparency. Officials published their spending budgets within 3 months of enactment. Sudan's inflation rate soared past 400% last month, a 33% increase from May. A believer Will Call Cliff says,
they're trying to get out from under debt and incredible inflation and COVID and all of those things so that they can get some international involvement. They're trying to put a new face on Sudan.
Old habits die hard, though. Take persecution, for example. Earlier this month, gunmen attacked a Christian government worker and threatened to kill him. Sudan's transition from dictatorship to civilian rule is complicated, to say the least. Please pray God will move mightily among Sudan's unreached people groups. And many Christians have to leave Iran, forced from their homeland by severe persecution. Many flee to Turkey or even farther into Europe to be able to practice freely as a Christian. Joe Willie of Sat7 USA says they also face financial troubles and the fear of being deported. Sat7 Pars recently talked about these believers on the show Signal, a program designed to connect isolated Iranian Christians in the country and abroad. For some believers who leave Iran, Sat7 is their only source of Christian community.
It is not a lighthearted decision to leave your country, your family, or to stay. Pray that he would strengthen them. Also pray that their faith would show others how steadfast believers are and that they are placing their hope in Jesus Christ, because those believers are often so instrumental, and they are a way God uses to show others the truth of Christianity.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.